And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Things were not going well for John the Baptist. He was in jail, not one of those which furnished three hot meals a day and a warm bed and a color television. It was a hellhole in the eastern shore of the Dead Sea. He was in trouble with Herod, and Salome would be asking for his head on a platter and would get it. Nothing was happening the way he had hoped. The Messiah was supposed to change things. He was supposed to burn up all the human trash and dead wood of the world. He was supposed to come with an axe and a pitchfork and separate the good guys from the bad guys. He was supposed to clean the world up so that people like Herod would not be in power anymore, and that people like John the Baptist wouldn't be in jail anymore. Jesus had failed to meet John's expectations. Miserably failed. While John was living in the wilderness eating locusts and wild honey, Jesus was in Cana changing water into wine and having a party. While John crossed the street in order to avoid trafficking with sinners, Jesus was seeking them out, going to have dinner with them, fraternizing with sinners. Unheard of behavior for a Messiah. Worst of all, John had spent his entire life warning people that they should repent and save their souls. And Jesus comes along and says, leave the saving up to God. You to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, and your neighbor as yourself. And he preached God's grace and God's love. It's ridiculous. Over and over, John handed the axe to Jesus. And over, Jesus handed the axe back to John. And so John was in one of those places that you and I get into sometimes. Sitting in this dark place, not only dark in his physical environment, but dark in his psyche. And he sent them to some of his disciples to ask Jesus, tell me, are you the one for whom we are looking for, or do we wait for another? I expect most of you have been in that place at one time or another, where you're sitting in the room by yourself thinking, did I get this all wrong? Did I get it wrong? You put your soul and your body into a child or into another person, and all of a sudden it doesn't turn out right. And you said, well, what happened? It's one of the most haunting questions in all of the Bible, especially when you consider who's asking it. John the Baptist devoted his entire life to preparing the way for the Messiah. And then Jesus comes along and doesn't act like he's supposed to, according to John. John was the one who was standing waist deep in the river waiting to baptize Jesus, and he says, I need to be baptized by you, he said to Jesus. And of course he went ahead and baptized him, and the dove came down, lighting on Jesus as a voice spoke from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You would think John would say, well, that's good enough for me. Are you the one who is to come, or do we wait for another? This is John's Calvary. His moment of wondering what his life has been all about and fearing that there has been a terrible mistake. It's his moment of wondering if he's been fooled, if the one for whom he's waited all this time and it's turned out he's an imposter. John began to have doubts. Are you the one who is to come? Because you act differently than what I expected. I was looking for fire and wind and pruning and all the trash blown away and the streets cleaned, and you're supposed to baptize with the Holy Spirit with fire. And John goes to Jesus because in his book there's been too much talk and not enough action. Not living up to John's expectations. This is not only John's story, by the way, it's yours and mine. It's true for most of us. Our doubts about the love and the power of God grow out of God's failing to meet our expectations. We know what God should do, don't we? If God was on the side of the Jews, God would not have allowed the Holocaust. If God were good, then God would not have allowed those planes to have crashed into the World Trade Center. If God really loved me, he'd make it easier for me to get into graduate school. We begin to have doubts about the goodness and power and love of God because he has failed to meet our criteria. And we all have criteria. We all have in our minds what God is supposed to do and what God is supposed to look like. And when God doesn't act like we think he should act, then we become disillusioned, which is a good thing, because disillusionment literally means the loss of illusion. The loss of illusion about ourselves, about the world, about God. And while it's almost always a painful thing, it's always a good thing, because we start restructuring our minds once again. And we find out that God does not conform to our expectations, and we catch a glimpse of our relative size in this universe. We see that no human being can say who God should be or what God should do. And we review our requirements of God and recognize that they're mostly fictitious. Every letdown becomes a lesson. Over and over, my disappointments and your disappointments draw us closer into a mystery of God and what God is doing. The struggle between John and Jesus has not gone away. We can, with countless times, find answers to our doubts by looking for God to come in judgment. We want God to get those people. Or we can answer our doubts about the power and activity of God in our world by listening and watching and observing what's going on around us. Jesus said to John, through his disciples, "You go tell John what you hear and what you see." John's purpose was redemption and judgment. Jesus' purpose was love and grace. And so he simply sends John's disciples back to tell him what they've seen. Not a lot of wood being chopped. Not a lot of things being, people being thrown into fires. But I think Jesus refers to this lesson we heard in Isaiah this morning. When the Messiah comes, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. You go tell John, Jesus said, what you see and what you hear. Broken people being made whole. Sick people being healed. Dead people being revived. Poor people getting good news. Open your eyes and see for yourself. Make up your own mind. During this Advent season, we ask the question, He is the one. Is He the one to come? Or do we look for another? You decide, Jesus says. Look around here at St. Catherine's. What do you see? What do you hear? It is the only answer you will get. Amen.